Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Yeah, this was a good week, and definitely an extremely involved week. I've been building out a new app and a new resource for authors and publishers, and it's fire. So I'm excited about it. I got the pinned link. And for all of you who are popping in, whether it's the first time or whether it is you're one of the regulars here, good morning, good morning. You are in the Faithpreneur Club and you are on the VIP prayer call. And so, you know, the drill, we come in, we talk about what we're grateful for. If we have any prayer requests or praise reports, we talk about that and we tell you what our scripture is, what scripture we're standing on. And you know, mine is the tried and true. It is the be anxious for nothing, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. And I'm going to tell you that has played a major role in a lot of breakthroughs. And also, I found that it is definitely a scripture that helps me when I'm talking to my boys about things that they need to consider or that we all need to consider. It's like, okay, don't be anxious. Don't be so quick to pull the trigger on things. Like, think it through. Make sure that it's not impulsive. And make sure that when you look down the road, what you're doing is something that's actually creating an asset or building something that's going to pay you back, as opposed to something that's just going to take from you. And so I find that that is a universal principle. Sometimes we are so quick to make moves that we move God right out of the equation and don't bother ask him the questions that we need to ask him to know. Is this the right timing? Is this the right time? Is this the right place? Is this the right person? And so I had a good conversation with one of my boys last night about that. And so I find that, you know, when we incorporate the scriptures into our life and our philosophy, our way of doing things, it does have the ability to go beyond us and help us minister to those around us. So I am grateful for that. You know, so how about you, Dr. Smile? What are you grateful for?
Well, I got a song, God Will Work It Out.
Nice.
Can y'all hear it?
Yes.
It's Naomi Rain and Israel Houlton and Maverick City.
Before I knew my name, before I drew a breath, he was making ways for me. Now and every day, in each and every step, he is making ways for me. When my heart is full of doubt, feels like faith is running out, I've come too far to turn around. I know God will work it out. God will work it out. One thing I know, one thing I found.
Thank you.
fighting to believe He is making ways for me. Making ways for me. When my heart is full of doubt, it feels like faith is running out. I've come too far to turn back now. I know God will work it out.
Jason, back over to you. God will work it out. Be still and know that God will work it out.
Yeah, He will. God will work it out. And if anybody is running into anything that you are kind of at that brick wall where you're like, okay, does God see me? Does He know what's going on? He does. And you'd be surprised at the amount of things that He's working out in the midst of when you feel like you are just there by yourself. There's a lot of root work that happens and depth that takes place. And as your roots, yeah, I was listening to Myron Golden. He was on the other day and he had made a statement. He said that, you know, and it went something like this, that we're both gravitropic and what was the other word? Okay, well, gravitropic, which was the word that he said most people probably haven't heard, and that is that we grow down and at the same time we're growing up. So you've got, you know, your roots going down deep. And the deeper and further your roots go down, the higher your tree, the canopy, grows. So you've got to be doing both things at once. The deeper that you go, the higher that you go, the broader that you spread, and the more capacity that you have. So as we are going through things, we are growing deep if we allow ourselves to. And during that time, there's revelations that take place. There are nutrients that you get that you can't get any other way than to sink deep. You know, it's kind of like God uses nature to show us these things. Anytime that you see things that you that are popping up in your yard that you consider are weeds, if you understand the nature of what they are, what they're actually doing, you would say, oh, that makes perfect sense. When we don't have the right type of nutrients that are on the surface, the quote-unquote weeds have to show up because they sink their roots down deep in order to get those trace minerals to come up and deposit on their leaves so that when they die back, they deposit all of those minerals and nutrients onto the surface. So in our lives, when things are happening, things slow down, you know, folks fall away, and it's just us. That's the time when the roots are going deep and we should be doing the reflection. What's going on? Where do I need to be? What do I need to be thinking? How do I need to operate? You know, what do I need to let fall away? What do I need to cut off? Where do I need to grow? Where is it that I am growing, going higher? Because I'm definitely going lower. It's like your roots are going into the fertilizer of your circumstances, the fertilizer of your experiences, your past and all of that. And it is drawing from all of those experiences the nutrients that are needed for your catapult forward. So what does that look like as your roots are going deep? What does it look like for those around you when you're seeing their roots go deep? Is it something that you're understanding, or is there a misunderstanding of what's actually happening? We all go through seasons, because if we don't go through seasons, something's off, because everything in nature has its season. You know, and Ecclesiastes talks about that. So we got to think about it from a different perspective. For God's children, all things do work together for our good. So we always have to pivot that lens when we're thinking things are a negative, and then ask the question, how is this working together for my good? What's happening here? Where are the roots going? What's being deposited? What's being called on from the deep to come up to the surface that I'm going to need moving forward? What do I need so far down deep that the fruit that's growing on my tree is going to be nourished by and fortified by, so that those around me that the fruit is being picked for, that they're going to get the sweetness and the nutritional value out of that fruit? We're all called to bear fruit, and that fruit has to have a certain flavor to it. But if we don't recognize, then we are unconsciously feeding as opposed to consciously moving forward and saying, okay, this is what God has given me, and I understand now what the consequences of the past, what they're producing right now for this present and moving into the future. So what's happening with your roots? Anyway, I was having that conversation last night, part of it with one of my sons, and it's amazing how God will speak to us when we slow down enough to understand that he's in every circumstance for his children in order to get the value out of it and to get the growth out of it. He's amazing like that. So on to you, Dr. Smile. What are you grateful for?
If I really do grateful, because you started it off that way, I'm going to ask Charlene to open us up in prayer. Charlene, are you available to open us up in prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you humble, 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 humble. We come to you humble before your throne, Lord God. We magnify you for being God and God alone and God Almighty and sovereign. We magnify you that you are running your kingdom in every iteration, in every realm, in every layer, in every dimension, in every universe and multiverse, in every piece of quantum physics. Father, you are running everything. God, we magnify you for holding it all together and even in the palm of your hand. Father, sometimes we lose sight about how big that you actually, literally are. Because we have no way of being able to contain the majesty of your presence, of your spirit. Father, you are ancient. And so we come humble before you, Lord God, thanking you for your presence, that you would even consider to speak to us, that you would even consider to make a way. What kind of love is this? Father, we magnify you for your Son, Jesus, who is the Christ. We thank you that you became the remission for our sins so that you would bridge us back to Father God, our Abba. And finally, Holy Spirit, we shrink in deference to you. We decrease in deference to you. And we realize and recognize that there's no way we could do this journey without your agreement to be in our souls. Thank you for walking with us and talking with us and counseling us and giving us all types of information and comfort. And so, Father, we ask that you would bless this room, that you would bless every soul in this room, and that you would extend that blessing to whoever is speaking to them and to us, that the good news of Jesus Christ would be preached. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good stuff. Sister Carmen, mic is yours.
Oh, I thought Roz, are you done?
No, but it's okay. Go ahead, Carmen.
No, go ahead, because I'm in the middle of something, and then I'll pop off.
Okay. Hey, y'all. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to call out Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And Jason, while you were talking, I think probably a few of us, when it comes to children, you know, being able to communicate with them, how they take it, how we give it. Is it a scolding? Are we enabling them? Are they entitled? And this week in Trucking God's Way, we were praying for our children. And it doesn't matter that they're 2 years old or they're 28. And some who were in the room, they have children who are 50, and it's still their child. So when you said that, I had been playing this song really all week. And when you said that, the Lord said, well, there's been no music. Share this song. And he does make a way, and he wants us to be still. And each of us is responsible, but yet we are responsible as the pouring for the parents. But yet we have to pray and trust that our children are taking on a responsibility also. So we know that conviction comes from God, and condemnation to me is of the devil, that we need to understand conviction versus condemnation. So it's a good weekend. It's raining here, but it's a good weekend. Y'all keep Gina Hill Irby in prayer. She's doing I don't want to call it a conference, but she's providing for caregivers of autistic parents or caregivers. So y'all keep that in prayer. I'm going to put her link in the comments. And Uncle Vinny is doing transportation for her. And we're going to be doing that because there are individuals, as it becomes with their children, they feel that they're locked in because they're embarrassed. They don't know what to do, or people are looking on. But be proud of everything that is a part of you. But the most part is, how to pray and still have an education for that. I call them A champions, a special need. When Mark gets around Uncle Vinny, Mark doesn't try Uncle Vinny, but he'll try his mother and he'll try me. I think that's what some of the other kids, they'll do when there's a male figure around. So y'all just keep that in prayer. And the event starts at 3:00 Central Standard Time. Just keep that in prayer that the caregivers who have been giving, will be fulfilled, replenished, and refreshed. So that's my share, and y'all keep me in prayer, just so I'm not losing balance. But to God be all glory for challenges that we can look forward to being opportunities to continue to press, push, pray, and praise with a Z, our line from Dr. Stacy. I yield the mic. Thanks, Jace. Thanks, Carmen. Thanks, Charlene.
Absolutely. Look, I'm trying to get back into the room. As like, keep on talking, Ross. Keep on talking. Good stuff. Carmen, mic is yours.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Our family, is such a blessing to always share Saturday mornings with you all. I'm just really excited to always be here. Just to share, you know, Jason, you said you had an amazing week, and mine was amazingly busy. But I'm not complaining at all. I'm blessed to be a blessing, and so I thank God for that. So with that being said, I'm not going to be long. I got a busy morning. Alea has her last cheer competition this morning, so I'll be headed out in about an hour. But with that being said, I wanted to share with you all an event that we're doing actually next Saturday. It's the Black Men's Wellness Day here in Houston. These events are held across the country. I've been involved with the African American Male Wellness Agency since the beginning, which was 4 years ago. So we're celebrating our fourth Wellness Day. And that's an opportunity for Black men to get screened. If you know anything about Black men health, they in the U.S. die 7 years faster than their counterparts due to health complications. And here in the greater Houston area, 12 years faster. So with that being said, I'm very supportive. My dad passed away way too soon because of not getting checked out. I have 7 brothers, and so I care about Black men's health. So I want to invite anybody in the greater Houston area next Saturday. Events start at 7 a.m. and go to about 12. It's a 5K walk. And it's not just a walk, it's a movement. And so come out and celebrate Black men's health and wellness with us in Houston. It's the most fun I tell you you'll have. We're expecting approximately 10,000 people at this event. It's actually, I'm proud to say, being held at my church, 1024 Pine Mount Drive, the Community of Faith, and my pastor, Bishop Dixon, is also is the honorary chair. And so just a little bit about the event. It's not just a day or an event. It's a movement, and it's about understanding health disparities that exist. And we're asking you to take action, Black men. And we're saying the theme of it is get checked out, not checked in. So there'll be free health screenings for any man. And then we'll have lots of entertainment, a kid zone. So bring the family. We have a senior pavilion, again, lots of entertainment. And so I just want to say that Black men health matters. And I'm speaking to anyone who, if you love Black men, if it's you, if it's your father, your husband, your brother, your son, your friend, your cousin, your nephew, I'm saying support Black men health. If you're in Houston next Saturday, come out again for the 4th annual Black Men's Wellness Day. If you want more detail, we still probably have vendor opportunity. But for more detail, let me get go to AA, AA. AAwellness.org. AAwellness.org. And again, this is done all over the country. So you find your city here in Houston, just click on Houston and you get the additional details. Or if you know me, you can. I think we may still have vendor opportunities. So if you have a business or organization, well, again, we'll have thousands of people there. This is a place you want to be next Saturday. So with that being said, I do have a scripture, and I wanted to kind of focus on what I'm talking about. So I was 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, who is in you? Therefore, glorify God in your body. So with that being said, again, I hope to see some of you in Houston next Saturday. I probably won't be on a call because I'll be on the grounds at 5 a.m., but I will try to tap in depending on the noise and what's going on because I'm the events and VIP chair, so I'll be moving around a lot. But I love y'all. I hope to see you next week in Houston.
Awesome. And take some pictures and videos, sis.
Absolutely. I will. And like I said, nice. I'll try to tap in for a second and, you know, or share some videos real time. So definitely.
Good stuff. All right. Thanks for that share. All right. We got Sister Gwen in the house. Mic is yours.
Good morning. God bless. Love to all. Shout out to our apostle in absentia, sending the word to her to just cover her as always. Love her. Thank God for a team. I just thank God. I want to just lift you all up right now, being your present help in keeping this room consistent. You know, it's one thing to start something. It's another thing to continue, particularly if it's a good thing. And to God be the glory for this room. I normally give you my tried and true. I have a whole lot of tried and trues, but Jason has one of them. So I just give that to him because he brings it up. Hallelujah. But the other is Psalms 23. Every one of my relatives, and particularly when they got past 60, 70, when I would ask them, what's your favorite scripture, was Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. They had come to a really living knowledge that God being a shepherd. But today the Lord sent me to another scripture, and I think it's apropos. And it is Psalms 46. And it starts off that God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And I would just encourage you to read the whole thing, because then I went down and I asked why the Lord would have me go to this one today. And he says, verse 9 says, he makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. And he will be exalted upon the storms. He burns the shields with fires. And the Lord says, be still and know that I'm God. If we know nothing else, we need to know in the knowing that he is God. And the sovereignty of that is why he's our shepherd. Will keep us from anxiety. We'll also know how to know that our body is the temple of the living God and he's indwelling in us. I just want to encourage us all today, starting with myself. Faith comes by hearing. I'm speaking it to myself. Is in this time that we have a God that he will just still the raging waters, but be still and know that he's God. He's a present help in our time of need, and he'll make wars to cease. Love you all. God bless.
That's good. Thank you. You know what? There was one thing that I wanted to share as we're going through the scriptures and we're seeing different things like shepherd and consider the ant and all of these different attributes that the Bible brings up. If you take a moment, you just want to geek out just for a little moment, go and study what is all entailed with these different things. Like, what does a shepherd actually have to do? Because it's more than just walking around with, you know, a staff and some sheep. There's a whole lot of things that shepherds do that if we knew what they did, and then when we hear the scripture that says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, then you get an understanding of how deep that is. And when the word says, consider the ant, right? And then you look at all of the things that ants do, then you start to get an understanding of, well, what is God actually saying with these scriptures? You know, these things are more than just, he's just picking something out of the air. Each one of these things has some pretty major attributes. And if you understood the attributes, you get to understand his nature a lot better and his connection with us. Just wanted to share that. All right, Sister Charlene, the mic is yours.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. I bring greetings from Boston, Massachusetts. And I am just happy to be in the land of the living, that God would even give me one more chance to be able to get it right. So, you know, I've been praying for the shifting. And then when it happens, I'm like, God, I'm shifted. So it's a very different feeling to not be in the place that you were. It's a very different type of experience. My prayer is always to for the Lord to give me wisdom about how to move and about how to interact and about how to present him. My favorite scripture always is Job 28:28, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. And so the Lord has been opening my understanding. And it's interesting, I'm in one of many end time ministries, and my normal go-to would be to, you know, to do everything that I could possibly do and try to will things to happen, if I could be transparent. And I'm in a stage now, in a stage where I comprehend that the willing of trying to get things to happen or make things to happen is an energy expenditure that I don't need to do. Like there's, you know, he kind of pruned that piece off, and it doesn't mean that I don't get things done, and it doesn't mean that I don't, you know, I'm not Hawkeye-ish about the things that he has asked me to do, but it does mean that there's an energy expenditure that I have released. And so I'm more in the flow instead of in my will, if I can say it in that way. And flow is much better. It's not so much that it's easy or that it's without effort, but it's without friction. And I find that I don't have to fight myself so much. I can just pray and ask God, okay, God, what's next? Okay, God, what's next? Okay, God, what's next? Okay, God, can we do this first? And sometimes the answer is no. So I'm in a flow state before his throne, and I appreciate the insulation, because sometimes we have to be insulated so that we can be retuned by his Holy Spirit. And and so that's kind of where I am, and just grateful to even be able to have access to God our Father in the holiest of holies. And so that's where I am. And I encourage you to shift and pray for the shifting in your own life, so that the Lord would down regulate your nervous system and your brain system, because we can have 100% access to all of our brains if we are not shifted into fear and anxiety. Passing the mic.
Awesome. Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey,
I apologize. Good morning. Peace and blessings. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jason, but I did put in the chat because I have to leave at 9:45 before. And Dr. Smile had wanted me to join, but it's fine. I wanted to know if I can go after Charlena before Darren, but if not, it's fine. I just wanted to make that request.
Okay, cool deal. All right, Darren, if you have no problem with that, we'll have Dr. Viva go ahead and go.
Absolutely.
All right, good stuff.
Thank you so much, and forgive me again, Jason. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I wasn't sure if you were about to say something, and I was just thinking when I heard you speak earlier about always going back to food about something as it relates to nature, but it was very timely. Peace and blessings, everyone. Again, I am calling from Newark, New Jersey, where the weather has been beautiful. It's been kind of hot here, and then it's going to kind of cool down. You know, April is a transition month as it comes with seasons, as you mentioned, Jason, if we don't have seasons in our life. And I think it's always something. And it could be multiple seasons, it feels like, at the same time, depending on what way God is working in us and through us. My scripture, as I put in the chat, is Hebrews 11:6, that I'm just thinking how God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But we must believe God first. I'm not saying it in order, but we must believe God first. Have faith, believe him, and know that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Y'all, that's a paraphrase, so please don't get on me that she didn't quote it exactly how it was, but yes, that's what it is. And I am decreeing and declaring victory. I did put in the chat that Malcolm is in the process of transitioning back to the community, and it's like in this meantime, so Dr. Smile, thank you, that song, that God got it, right? God gonna work everything out. And I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting anxious. And I'm like, wow. Like, but in this between time, in this meantime, because I want to make sure that he has the support. I do. Some of my anxiety is that it was a lot before he went into the group home. And he says that, you know, he wants to come home, get back engaged in the community. And I'm trying to share with him that things are going to happen because he feels like he has to catch up with something. And we all have probably been there. And I just shared with him that, yes, but you have to look at you. You're further along than some people and you may be behind, but it's not for us to compare because it's where God would have us, because there are particular lessons that we must receive, we got to achieve so that we can get some depth in regards to our roots so that we can bear that fruit, Jason, as you talked about. And it's all this pruning, right? And this refinement that God develops us. And I'm thinking now how at his age, I was in a similar situation going through a lot where I was institutionalized. I know I shared some of my story with y'all. However, I didn't have the support. I was an orphan at that time, so my parents were not there. But I thank God that I'm here to support my son through this. And I'm a living witness of what God can do. I'm a manifestation of God's workmanship, that when you stay in it, that when you stay on this, stay with him, I want to say, right? And as he planned for you and be around righteous people and people who are going to guide you and lead you the right way, that you will be victorious, although all of us define that differently. But it's definitely, I was listening to Bible study in the evening and how the teacher, that minister, said that I will not know defeat this year. And I told Malcolm, repeat that, Malcolm, I will not know defeat this year. And I saying, and I like to speak in the affirmative that I am victorious. So I thank God for everything. I thank God for his word, because I always, no matter what happens with Malcolm, no matter what move, what he does or whatever, I always lead him back to God's word and to read it and to trust it and to remind him what is in that word and how God will give us what we need. And that's where I'm at, and not try not to feel that it's definitely more than I can handle, but it's not for me to handle. And reminding myself, it's not for me to handle. It's for God to handle. And I yield my mic, and y'all have a blessed day.
That's good, sis. Just in remembering that it is for God to handle. Sometimes we do take on things, and we bear that burden. And he says that we're to cast the burden on him. We're going to pray for Malcolm real quick and you in the process. Father God, we just come before you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Savior. We thank you and praise you for all that you do. We thank you for bringing Dr. Viva in here and for her to share what she shared. We also thank you for making her a strong pillar in Malcolm's life and surrounding Malcolm with the folks that he needs in his life in order for him to come to the fullness that you've created him for. We ask, Father, that as he is in that reflection time and he's in that word with you, that you speak to him. Show him the scriptures, Father, that tell him the promises of his life, of his journey, of his purpose, his destination. Give him the insight, Father, and the wisdom that he needs in order to hear your voice clearly and to prune away all the things that will distract him from you. We thank you for his healing. We thank you for the promises of his life. We thank you, Father, that he is a child of destiny and that you will give him not only what he needs for him, but what he needs for those around him as he continues to grow deep in the things of you and he moves in the anointing that you've given him over his life, Father. All of the things that you've spoken over him, Father, all of the things, the prophecies that you have called over his life, the anointing on his life, Father, we thank you that they will come to full manifestation and powerfully so. We ask in the matchless name of Yeshua that you give Dr. Viva the peace that she needs in order to be able to not only navigate this and weather this, Father, but to flourish in it. And we ask the same for Malcolm. In the matchless name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to transition now because I have a meeting. And I'm the first VP of this organization. And y'all have a
good right on time, right?
Yes. And God is so good. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything, y'all.
Good stuff. Have a great one, Dr. Viva. All right, Darren, mic is yours.
Great morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended families, especially this one. Good health and strength, place to call home, some clothes to wear, the food to eat. We have some pretty nice weather here. I guess it's pretty much all over, but it's a little, a little over the middle of April. It's a little toasty. So I was telling somebody the other day, if it's this warm, it was like 90 degrees a few days ago. If it's this warm in April, we can imagine what July and August is going to be like, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But just grateful I could, be in the building, last couple of weeks I've been having meetings. So, and of course my scripture is John 16:33, King James Version. These things I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And like we've been saying, with everything going on in the world right now, I mean, we don't have time for that. So, I mean, just so it's so much going on. So just leave, leave, put it all in his hands, and he'll take care of things. I'm going to put that in the script, in the chat too, but my Bible study, one of the topics we had was righteousness through faith. And as chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. My little children, these things write unto you that in me, that you sin not. Let me try this again. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not, and I am man's sin. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. So, again, we, and like you were saying just a few minutes ago, we all of us know, we try, to do things, not just wrong, but, you know, God can do all things. So we just try, you know, well, I can handle it. But as you know, sometimes we just have to, you know, another scripture said, you know, be still, you know, I'm God, you know, just chill for a minute. I know that applies to me. So I wanted to mention that. And we just have to, you know, let him, you know, what he's going to do, what he's going to do, but we just have to, you know, just be and let him, not that he's not going to do it, but, you know, I mean, we just have to let him do what he can do and what we can do, because he can do all things. So, you know, glad to be in the building this week. I'll be around, you know, today and next week when our meetings again, because we almost into May already, if y'all can believe that. But just always glad to be here. I'm trying to think. We usually say our scriptures every week, and you know, some of them, you know, are a little more, I would use the word popular for a better term. But Jason, every time I hear, you know, I read my Bible app, I read different plans, you know, every day, have different scriptures. And every time I hear about Philippians 4:6-7, I think about you, because it's one, you know, we hear it all the time. So when I hear it, I always think about you. So, and some of the other ones as well. But yeah, we're going to keep this plane move. I'm going to name my plane. But y'all have an awesome week and love all of you guys.
Love you too, bro. And thanks for that share. Good stuff. Okay, we've got Tarika on the floor. Mic is yours, sis. Want to let you know that at the top of the room, you can hit the button and it'll take you over to Faithpreneur TV. You can see what we've got going on and developments as we are in that upward growth. So that is faithpreneur.tv, faithpreneur.tv, and it'll take you over to the site. All right, Tarika, are you available?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I'm actually at work, but I just hopped in the truck. I'm Tarika from Houston, Texas. I'm very grateful for this room, for the consistency, for all of the people that, you know, keep everything afloat, as they said earlier, for Dr. Stacy. I wanted to share a couple of things of encouragement, but one is an absolute confirmation from God, and I know it wasn't just for me. So when he's doing a new thing and you perceive it, it's very hard to go with the shifts of what he's doing, and even the things that you really don't feel like doing, but you're like, okay, I trust you. So the encouragement in the shifts, that because we are led by the Spirit, we are his children, correct? So whenever you're led by the Spirit, you can have that confirming trust in God that, as you said earlier, all things are going to work together for the good for you. But being Spirit-led is so important. I'm not saying like it's optional, but, you know, we're not forced to do it. But there is such a blessing of your steps literally being ordered by the Lord. And that also comes with, it's always unfamiliar territory. You trust the Spirit, but it's like, hey, I've never been here before. I've never did this. This is new. You know, we can expect blessings. We can expect advancement and all these other things a certain kind of way. But what I wanted to share about favor with God and favor with man, so you guys know the scripture, it's something different. And this is what God wanted me to open up and be receptive to and probably rewire my thinking. So the confirmed thing is that we're all stewards. We're all stewards of our time, steward of our resources, steward of our gifts. And we have to manage those very well. Let me see, I'm going to have to go around here. But, you know, when you are in the right place at the right time, And God puts you in those places. Everything is divinely orchestrated. Some of those things that you think that, okay, God, I'm working, I'm making this money, I'm investing, I'm building the kingdom. The very things that you think that you have to invest in and purchase, and he gives you access and he shows you those hidden treasures and those secret pathways to go, like talk to this person, go to this place, get up and look at this time, try this again. And you're the Holy Spirit is navigating you all the way. What he showed me this week is, hey, you've gone the extent. You are willing to, you know, invest. I know what you're building. I gave you the plan. But the very things that I took my resources to purchase, it was just few. I shared it with Jason, but I was looking for some passion vines and I wanted those specifically for medicinal uses. And I went the extent, I drove far and I went to go purchase them. But then also a place where I grew like 8 years ago, a place of loss and devastation, because I lost a lot in that place. And I had been asking, you know, God, you know, when am I going to grow again? And he had me building a whole nother business. And I trusted him that with that. But then I bought the passion vines on Sunday. I think it was Tuesday. I went to do a survey of the land that I'm getting ready to grow on. And there's the provision of God is insane to me, because the very things that I was looking for, he was like, hey, they're here, they're in abundance, and they're free. There was passion vines already growing on the property that I'm starting to help someone manage and cultivate. In abundance, the provision of God is the Ephesians 3:20. It's just, you know, so there's confirmation, and you have to be able to trust God that he's going to provide everything you need. And that is the favor with God and man. That's mind blowing to me, because again, I didn't have to, I mean, I have passion vines available at any given time. they're just random and they're everywhere. But then also, because God, when you're spirit led and you're just, you know, going off the hidden path, doing your thing, but you're being obedient, you think you're minding your business, God sends people. And these are the destiny helpers that are coming along. I had someone that was just walking in my neighborhood. We started talking about fire ants, then we started talking about bees, and then, oh my God, he's an engineer and a beekeeper. And so he showed me something that was innovative for beekeeping. And before I can even reach out to my local beekeeper, there's this man that's four houses down from me that's a beekeeper. So as you're seeing the new things that God is doing, as it feels uncomfortable in the shifts that you're going through, and even as you have to balance multiple things, too much is given, much is required. But we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. So we're out here, we're God is intentional, we're purposed, and we're building kingdom. Be open to receiving provision from unknown places, or even as you go where he leads you to, the provision is going to be unlimited. I yield my mic. Thank you.
Jason, this is Sister Gwen. Can I just speak to something for a minute?
Sure.
I just wanted to welcome the people with the red badges in the house, because they may be listening and popping in, may not know our modality, but sometimes because the way this app is, you don't see some things, you don't see people, et cetera. But I just want them to know we see you, and we've got house members, and there are others in the room. And I'm just thinking to the others in the room, it's a safe place to come. We come in every Saturday morning. You all have been doing this way beyond. They even had something called Clubhouse for years, and just for the entrepreneurial in you and supporting a group of people that lift up the name of Jesus first and foremost, but also encourage those of us that have businesses or want to have businesses, and also the new endeavors of giving an entrepreneurial TV platform. I just wanted to welcome them and for us to take note. And I think if I'm correct, that we can tap on the top of where the name is and you can join. But I just wanted to welcome the newbies that may pop in from time to time. And sometimes we don't even see them. But I want them to know that they're seen, and to welcome everyone else that's in the room. Thank you for your wonderful support as we support our wonderful leader of the house, Dr. Stacy Grant. I just felt compelled to say that. I hope it was okay. God bless.
Awesome. Thanks so much for that share. And we got Dr. Stacy in the house. Doc,
good
are you
morning.
Available?
Hey. Good morning. Good morning, family. I am in Chicago. I'm getting ready to go on at Power Rising. And I just want to thank you, my brother, for holding the space open so we can give God praise for our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. God is good. Keep me covered. Intercede on my behalf that I make my nouns and verbs agree and give God glory as we start Power Rising. But you all continue to share the word, the scriptures that you've been sharing, what you're grateful for. This month of April is acceleration. We just thank God for doors he's opening, ways he's making healing that is already done. What you speak, you bring about. So let's yes. make sure we stand on faith and take care of God's business, and he'll handle ours. Love you all. There's nothing you can do about it. And I can't wait to share in some more testimonies because God is moving. Love you. And
love
thank you to
Jesus.
All the new folks who popped on in the call. And bro, it was a morning and this bad, you know. The time difference had me like, oh, Lord, Jesus,
right.
I didn't get the call. But I know that I can trust that all of you will be in the room. Carmen Wealthpreneur, Clubhouse Monty Roz, Mother Gwen, everybody that keeps this space open so that we can give God praise. That's what faithpreneurs do. We walk by faith, not by sight. And we do what God has instructed us to do as we deliver the gifts, skills, and talents that he has given us in this world. Okay, they can cue me up for backstage. So love you. I'm going on
love
silent
you too, sis. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. And we've got Pat, the factoring lady in the house. Mike is yours, sis.
Peace and blessings. Tapping in from Houston, Texas. And I just wanted to, what I'm grateful for is, of course, this community, my extended family, my the fact that I have time right now to declutter my mind physically, mentally, and I'm just really grateful for that. There's so much peace that comes with investing and putting money aside. And had I not done that, I wouldn't be able to have that ability to do that. I gave myself a month to really decide, you know, which route I want to go. And for those that don't know me, I have a 30 plus year finance background, particularly in banking. I am now a free agent, so I'm able to go back and nurture all the other areas. So I do receive a lot of what was said here. Tariq, I'm going to go back and listen to the replay. I'm en route now to an event. I am stuck in traffic, but it's barely moving, so I'm able to do this carefully. My scripture is that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And my prayer request is that God gives me divine direction, because there are a lot of shiny objects out there. The one thing, those who don't know me, I have had multiple side gigs, and they've always been accessories to the main source of my income. And I appreciate that. And a lot of them are situations or rather opportunities where I can make money while I sleep. That's what I want to do. I want multiple revenue streams that's making money, and that entails building a team of people. And again, there's a lot of shiny objects. When people know that you have time on your hands, and I'm referring to your loved ones, friends, they want to take that time. And I'm being very intentional. I'm so grateful because I'm a recovering. I'm not even saying recovering. I am free from people pleasing. Okay. So I have boundaries that I have set. And even with my mom, I'm a caregiver to my mom. But, you know, the day I separated from my employment, it was like my phone was blowing up. And I'm like, nope. I'm not doing it, you know, and so I'm just grateful for that. I'm going to read, if I may, just this little prayer that I wrote down. I don't even know which person said it, but it has to do with mental and emotional. I don't know, you know, this may be for somebody. If the enemy has your mind, he has your life. I pray over your mind and emotions right now. I take authority over every attack that has come against you spiritually. I issue divine sanctions, which is penalties, and injunctions, which is a legal stop order against depression, heaviness, instability, emotional torment. I bind every assignment that has tried to manipulate your thoughts, distort your perceptions, and keep you trapped in cycles of overthinking, mental exhaustion, emotional roller coasters, and basically, I'm going to add doing the same thing over and over. Okay, every pattern of mental gymnastics where you're trying to break free from, something keeps pulling you back. Sometimes we keep going back. Isn't there something in the Bible about going back to the vomit? You know, dog, keep going. We don't want to do that. I break that cycle now over your life and my life. In Jesus' name, I declare and decree divine reversal over every area where your mind has been under siege, confusion. I declare clarity, 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 and peace. No more anxiety, no more confusion, peace. And joy and sound mind in Jesus' name. Again, my name is, I'm Pat, the factoring lady from Houston, Texas. I yield my mic.
Thank you for that share, sis. Let me see. Make sure. Okay, yeah, my mic is going awesome. All right, well, now is the time that if anybody else wants to come up and share, then now's the time. I want to just kind of to give you a heads up that if you don't have anything inside of your bio and we don't know you in the room, you're not one of the regulars, then I would encourage you to, you know, add stuff to your bio. And that way we get to know what you're about, you know, who you are and all of that before bringing you up to the stage. If you don't, you are more than welcome to put information in the chat and I will be more than happy to read it off of the chat. But just want to make sure that, you know, we keep the space safe and all of that. You know, there's been a few times where folks have come up. And so it has educated us on, you know, how to navigate the room. And so that's one of the things. So if you have raised your hand, we aren't ignoring you. We just, if we don't see anything inside of your bio, then we need to make sure that we do keep the space safe. So I would say just go ahead and put something in your bio to let us know who you are, what you're about. But you are more than welcome to post inside of the chat, and then I will read off the chat. I'm going to go over and see what we've got going on in the chat right now. And anybody else who wants to pop up, you can raise your hand, and the mods will catch you and bring you up. Let's see. Okay, Grand Risings. Okay, must be vertical. Yeah, I'm vertical today, Dr. Viva. Okay, I'm calling from Newark, New Jersey. Okay, scripture is Hebrews 11:6. I decree and declare victory. Amen. Good stuff. Okay, scrolling down. Okay, real estate from the heart. Okay, it looks like different clubs and rooms that they're popping into the chat. Good stuff. Okay. Good morning, faithpreneurs. That was Tanika. Hey, Tanika. Okay. Sister Josie is calling in from Sedona, Arizona. And her scripture is Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Grateful for a breath of life, my health and strength, as well as a safe road trip. Nice. Okay. Road trip. Love those. You know, me and the boys are talking about doing a road trip, Josie. Let's see. Okay, thanks for sharing that song. Things Are In Between About a Plan. Okay, Malcolm. Okay, we already prayed for Malcolm. Good stuff. Okay. Praying for a rapid healing for injuries results from, oh yeah, absolutely. As for Sister Roz, Dr. Smile. All right. Keeping Malcolm in prayer. Saturday, everyone. Good stuff. All right. Being a caregiver is very challenging, but also regarding with God on our side. You know what? It's probably rewarding, right, Marilyn? Okay, also rewarding. Yeah, sometimes we have to read, you know, for all of those who are tried and true back in the day, scopers, periscopers, live streamers, we learned how to read autocorrect. So, yeah, if you guys have something up here that has been autocorrected, chances are we're going to read it properly. Okay, may I please go ahead? Okay, yes, that was Dr. Vava. Okay, this song just came to me, Gyra by Maverick City. Ah, nice, okay. And looks like Tanika posted the link there for Gyra. Okay, we got Shanice coming up. How you doing, sis? Great to have you here. Mic is yours, Shanice.
Good morning, good morning. I am hailing from Southern California. What I'm grateful for, and I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for the wisdom of God that pertains to both life and godliness. My scripture I'm going to read, I have two, but I'm going to have to get to the second one in a second. But Proverbs 25:2 says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings." And then let me try to get to Deuteronomy 29:29, because I wasn't really familiar with this scripture. And I heard it this morning in Communion Hub. And I was like, huh, I haven't read that one before or didn't remember. So Deuteronomy 29:29 says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law." I say that because, you know, there's so many other scriptures and the word, you know, talks about we're destroyed from a lack of knowledge and, you know, and I'm just imploring, you know, faithpreneurs, if you don't have a business and then you don't start to research and understand tax laws and how you can maximize your deductions as faithpreneurs, as entrepreneurs, you are really doing yourself a disservice because the tax laws are made for business owners. And over the last few years, my husband and I have started to learn and maximize our deductions. And every year we went from owing to now we get back an abundance from the state and the government, you know, back of the money that we earn, like our hard earned money. You know, if you don't have a business, if you don't learn the deductions that are in the tax code, right, then you're letting the government keep your hard earned money. And so I'm grateful just again for God just giving me and my husband wisdom and revelation knowledge in this hour so that we can advance the kingdom of heaven. It's, you know, wealth is necessary, right? Like the world who don't know our God, if they're looking at the church and we the most broke people, not prosperous, right? Why would they want to serve the God we serve if we broke, busted, and disgusted, right? Like they should look upon our lives and say, "Man, what must I do to have what you have?" And we point them to the cross, and we say, "It's because we live on the finished side of the cross. We have access to everything in heaven, right? The peace, the joy, the health, the wealth, great relationships, right? Because our God
is we serve, you know, when we seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, according to Matthew 6:33, everything we have need of, the word says, it's added to our lives. We don't have to seek after things like the world does. We seek after the king, mm-hmm. and all the things show up. So I am just encouraged on today, up in here. I appreciate you, my brother. And thank you for allowing me to speak. I yield my mic.
Absolutely, sis. Good stuff. That's a good word. All right. So if anybody else wants to pop up, you can. Now's the time to raise your hand. And if not, we're going to pray out real quick and everybody will be on their way. All right. Okay, we're going to pray out. Father God, we just come before you right now in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. We thank you for all that you do. We thank you for bringing us together in your word and how it practically applies to our lives. We thank you, Father, for giving us insight. We thank you for showing us just the very nature of who you are by how you write to the children that you love, the blueprint for our lives, Father, your word. We thank you, Father, for this week that is past, and we thank you, Father, for the week and the months and the years to come. We ask that for those in here who are waiting for your insight, your revelation, for that next step, we ask for clarity. We ask for wisdom, Father, knowledge, understanding. We ask, Father, that we are given the insight on the word that we read, and also that we have the priority to put your word into our lives, Father, so we're not figuring things out for ourselves. You have so much embedded, practically embedded in your word, that if we just took the time to read through it and let you unpack it for us, we would see your hand moving in our lives in so many different ways. Even in what the world may call a tragedy, we can see that even works together for our good when we know that we are called according to your purpose and when we love you. So, Father, we ask now that you increase our love for you and let us understand your love for us in a deeper level. We ask, Father, for witty inventions, for divine appointments. We ask for those intersections in our lives where you can minister to us and we can minister to those who you have called us to minister to. In the matchless name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I was trying to play the song. Tanika was helping me, but I forgot to tell her to send it. I forgot to tell her to send it to the email. It's on this phone. So y'all know we are faithpreneurs. So at least we got.
Well, at least you got the pipes to be able to sing that. You know, you don't want me singing it. You know, people run out of here like in seven directions, right?
We were trying to do it for y'all. Not really like for us, but for Dr. Stacy in her absence.
Right.
But yeah, y'all know that song. Sing it in your. In your spirit, in your heart,
just kind of
do your bop, you know. But I have it now, Jay. So we'll have it. So
okay,
if there's another time like this, which we know they come far few between, but we'll be all set for the next go round. But everybody, just for the love of Dr. Stacy, type in the comments, "We are faithpreneurs." Come on, Jason, give them a little time to type that out. And then look, this is a world record in a long time, right, Jace?
Right.
We haven't even, you know, been a little more than an hour. So y'all type in the comments, "We are faithpreneurs." Y'all awake?
I'm doing mine right now.
Okay, I'm doing mine now. Yes.
And you know what? I want to say, you know, to the mods in here and all those who come up to support, I want to say thank you, because, you know, the doing this is not easy, and it's easy at the same time, you know, and it is everybody just
doing what they need to do for God to work through them. You know, like Roz has a saying, and she says it often, and she's right all the time. You can't make this stuff up. You know, I'm seeing now some of the back messages that I was getting, and I was like, man, I'm just now seeing this. And it's like, and the room is still running smoothly. All of those things having been done. And it's like, you know what? When you let God do what God does, God does what God does. So we have to remember that, just to stay in that place of yielding.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I still can't. I don't know why it wouldn't move over to my email, but it's in our arsenal now.
Nice.
I'll make sure that you, me, and Carmen have it, so that when Dr. Stacy's not available, we can still play a special song and then the Faithpreneur. But you know what, Jace? Who spoke last? I think Shanice wasn't even in the room yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, no, she may have gotten into the room, but we started it out by talking about provision. And then not only that, just being able to share and talk to our children, you know, just, you know, that we keep our children in prayer. And I would say that if you have children, because we can do a special spreadsheet, type your children's names in the comments, and then, you know, that could be something else that's added. And then guess what, Jace? Because I know you said Faithpreneur TV, but is Irie Jam going to be happening tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't think you said that, because you do that so well. If she just sent it to me, you talk, and I'll get the song, okay?
Nice, nice. Okay, yeah, so then it's 97.3. Let me see. Hold on. I think it's 97.1 HD3. I know there's a 3 in there. It's iriejamradio.com. Let me grab that link and I will plug it into the chat area. And so it takes place from 12 Eastern to 2, or from 9 Pacific to 11, or from 11 Central to 1. So, you know, I never know the mountain time. So all you mountain folks, I love you. But y'all, you know, the way that you change up your times, I just never can keep up with it. So mountain times, you know what your time is. But Central, Eastern, and Pacific, I got that down now.
So, JS, I think mine must be from 10 to 12.
Is that right?
So I know it's like 9 Pacific, 10 Mountain, 11 Central, 12 Eastern. So
Does Mountain always stay that way? Because I think that there's something, like I know that Arizona itself, and I don't know what time they're on, but Arizona does not change times.
Yeah, Arizona is Pacific time.
They're Pacific time now, but when we fall back, they're no longer Pacific time. Then they go an hour ahead.
See, you learn something new every day.
Different areas all over. There's different areas all over the U.S. that you would think they're supposed to be that major time zone, but for some reason they're different. Yeah. They're different. Yeah. Okay, well, I got the song.
Okay. So you're going to play it or?
I'm going to play it.
Oh, there you go. All right, y'all.
Okay.
Play out to you. Stay from the war.
Our minds, hearts are clear. We're going to close out on the song.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and I hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.